60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, it's always a weird feeling when one of your favorite characters leaves a show. Like when Steve Carell left The Office after season 7.
Oh, yeah. What was the point of watching? Sorry.
Grey's Anatomy killed off McDreamy, or was it McSteamy or McFlurry? I don't know. In season 10, they killed one of the Mix. I know that. Or when Barney the Dinosaur was handcuffed and arrested on the set for crimes that can't talk about right now.
I think
Netflix is doing a whole special on it.
He loved the kids too much.
A little bit too much. They're doing a new thing on Netflix, I think, Behind the Purple is what it's called. As you may have heard, another popular TV show is losing one of their stars because Adam Levine just announced that he's officially leaving The Voice.
Really?
After 16 seasons.
God, I cannot believe he's been on for 16 seasons.
He's like the face of the whole franchise,
well,
I feel like.
Him and Blake Shelton.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Blake's been around for a minute, too.
The New York Post claims that there's been some friction between Adam and the network over changes on the show that were made without his permission, so he's had a really bad attitude while filming.
Really?
Also, Adam's team didn't do so hot this past season. All of his singers lost in the semifinals.
See, I read this, and I thought, really, Adam is actually that involved in the actual game
part?
Like,
really,
I thought he was just there to be a personality and make a check. And they're like, no, he's arguing about the rules, and he's mad that his team didn't win.
I'm kidding?
Like,
yeah, it's weird.
Are we really that invested?
If I can't make these kids famous, what is my purpose?
I thought he was just showing up, you know? Anyway, he said goodbye in a Facebook post. And that's sad news for a lot of fans, but there is some good news coming out of all this. Because NBC has already reached out to me to be Adam Levine's replacement.
They definitely have not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they already said Gwen Stefani is taking his place.
Gwen Stefani or me.
Oh.
It was between the two of us.
Yeah, I get those two mixed up a lot.
And I already know my strategy for the next season.
Oh.
I'll never turn my chair around, not once, for anybody.
Then you won't have any people on your team.
I'm just going to sit in those big chairs and take a nap the whole time. So I'll never turn my chair around. I'll just be in there just napping because those chairs look comfortable. So I'm excited about it. All right, let's get in the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come to the studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? I'm drawing a name out of the hat because I had the shock caller last. And I got, it says, my name. It says Jubal, but then it says plug his Instagram. So yeah, follow me on Instagram at Jubal Fresh.
Mandatory
Instagram plug at Jubal Fresh on Instagram. Check it out. All right. But I do have to get the shot caller. So while I'm putting that on, Jeff, please read me the shot caller question of the day.
The original Disneyland theme park opened in 1955 in Anaheim, California, and less than 20 years later, they opened their second park in Orlando. But did you know, Orlando was not originally supposed to be the new location. During the 1960s, Walt Disney was designing a completely different park in another major U.S. city, but the plans eventually fell through because the city wanted to make money off of beer sales. And Walt was not having any of that, because if you know Disneyland, you know it's mostly alcohol-free. So he decided to move the location over to Florida. But where was the second Disneyland theme park supposed to be built?
I feel like it's going to be a really sad town that made a big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, like, man, if we would have had Disneyland, we would have been rich.
Say, where do they... If it was based on they wanted to sell beer there so bad, I would think it'd be a place where they drink a lot.
The first thing I thought was Chicago for some reason.
Really?
But they may not have a lot of, you know, space. Like, you need to have a lot of space.
See, that's what I was thinking. Right. Space and very avid beer drinkers where the city wants to make money. I'm thinking Texas.
I was going
to
say, somewhere in Texas.
Yeah,
Texas.
Like Houston. But maybe it was a smaller town. I mean,
you know, Orlando's not a huge town. I was thinking there are New Orleans.
That's not bad.
A lot of drinking in New Orleans.
What are big drinking cities? That's obvious.
Maybe Vegas.
Talking about Vegas, yeah.
Vegas would be a good place, too.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
but this was in the 1960s, remember?
Yeah, the 60s. I mean, Vegas was first starting to come
out,
but
it wasn't crazy
back then.
Read the question one more time.
Did you know Orlando, Florida was not originally supposed to be the location of the second Disneyland theme park. During the 1960s, Walt was designing a completely different park in another major U.S. city, but the plans fell through because they wanted to make money off beer sales, and Walt was not having any of that. So he moved the location to Florida, but where was the second Disneyland theme park supposed to be built?
Maybe, you know, major new, I mean, he says major city. Maybe it was something huge like New York City.
Yeah, that's what I was
like,
thinking
too. Like, the population's already built in, and Walt's like, hey, man, we can get lots of people that way.
Two major cities, like Anaheim's basically LA.
Yeah.
Sort of. But that's what I was thinking, New York City, somewhere around New York City.
It fits the profile of.
I don't know, Texas is still
holding on to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say Dallas. Call it Dallas.
Back in 1963, Walt Disney began drawing up his plans for a second Disneyland theme park. But as I mentioned earlier, Walt got offended because city officials wanted him to sell beer inside the gates, and he was strongly opposed to doing that. So the plans were scrapped for the $40 million project called Disneyland's Riverfront Square, which was supposed to be located right along the banks of the Mississippi River in a city famous for its Anheuser-Busch beer factory, the city of St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, the beer. Now
yeah.
It makes sense.
Should have thought about like where big beers actually come from. All right, I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Break Up With Your Girlfriend, I'm Bored by Ariana Grande. Turn the shock collar on. Okay. Break up with the girlfriend. Yeah, cut the board. Ow!
That was the best singing you've done in a while.
I know.
If it's new, and if it's good,
it's on Movin' 92.5.